Good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here at the APHA. And I want to go through this presentation rather quickly because the most important part is really a video that I want to show to all of you. It's a representation of a lot of the work that has been done with our teenage population and their vision of not only East Harlem, but some of the triggers related to asthma. The East Harlem Latte Club is an opportunity for teenagers to really discuss how they feel around peer education issues, leadership, understanding what they need to do in order to have their voices heard. So with that, I wanted to start by telling you a little bit about the hospitalization rates in East Harlem. East Harlem has one of the highest ED visits and hospitalization rates in the city of New York. If we look at the percentages, we have gotten better from 1994 to 2005. However, if you look at the numbers for East Harlem compared to New York City overall and to the Upper East Side, you see that there is a very big difference in the levels of hospitalizations for that population. That becomes very significant because a lot of the students that we work with are literally one block away from that Upper East Side section that is one block away from, so you go from the lowest to the highest levels of hospitalization, and that is very significant. We have four main components in the East Harlem Asthma Center of Excellence. It is more than just a center. It's the opportunity for us to work collaboratively with different agencies. We have various components, one of which is the walk-in center. It is a 11,000 square foot facility with education, referrals, support, and information. We have an asthma counselor program that works specifically with children that are poorly controlled for asthma. We work with our Harlem Asthma Network, and that Harlem Network allows us to connect with physicians in hospitals, other medical settings, because we do not provide medical services at the asthma center. What we do is we become the liaison to the community so that we can bring together a lot of programs that are actually working very well, but working separately in a vacuum. It's our opportunity through the network to actually bring them all together and work on standardized measures to bring these ED visits and hospitalization rates down. We also have environmental service contractors because we realize that while asthma is a very big issue, that is not the only issue that a lot of the families have to endure. There are a lot of other psychosocial issues that they are also working with. So pest management, mold remediation, housing repairs all become part of our environmental component to make sure that we are actually addressing all of the needs of the families and that we understand that while we do not provide a lot of the resources that they may need for medical insurance, housing issues, we can connect them as the liaison and as part of the Department of Health with other agencies that are able to provide those services for them. Aside from our programmatic components, we also have two core components. It's the medical and health, which allows families to look for primary care and find a new medical home within their families. It's the opportunity for us to interact with physicians who may have not gotten the opportunity to really focus on more than just the medical, the psychosocial components related to their child's asthma. And then we have the research and evaluation because we can't have a program without determining what works, what doesn't work, what are some of the areas that we really have to focus on in the future to make sure that we're working with adults, with children, with teenagers. And the teenagers will be the ones that I will be focusing on today. Here is pictures of our grand opening, and we'll get closer into that. I'm going to go through these slides very quickly because the video is going to give you more of that. Our East Harlem Asthma Center, the walk-in center component of it, has three main areas. One is education. We want to be able to have individual education, providing families with the opportunity to ask questions, to really understand what they do to properly self-manage the disease. We have community education, and this is open to all because we want to make sure that families are living within an asthma-friendly community where they understand that if they don't have asthma, someone in their family, one of their neighbors, somebody around them actually does have it, and what are the important things that they must learn in order to make sure that children are kept outside of the emergency room. And then we have group education. And this is different because we want to be able to provide families the forum to be able to discuss issues that may be of relevance to them, whether it be demonstrating how to use spacers and their inhalers, knowing how to properly take their medications, knowing how to communicate with the physicians. A lot of the families that we work with are low literacy. Some of them are immigrant families. Some of them have language barriers. So it's really bringing them all together. The support component, the cafe is for parents, and it's really, again, a very intimate setting for them to network, to share experiences, to focus on the different areas that they feel is of importance to them. But more importantly than that, as professionals, we spend a great amount of time talking, and we don't spend our equal share of listening. So this is our opportunity to listen to what their needs are, listen to some of the successes because they know their children so very well, and letting them know that while we are experts and we can provide recommendations, we also want to take a step back and listen to what their expertise may be because they spend the most amount of time with their children. The Latte Club really comes from, of course, we wanted to stay within that cafe, you know, that Starbucks cool setting, but we wanted to be able to reach out to teenagers. We have programs for young children. We have programs for adults. However, teenagers who are now becoming independent, who are now coming into their own and go to the physician on their own, really don't have a voice. They don't get listened to as often. They don't really feel that they have the impact to actually make change. So the Latte Group is not only teaching them how they could have a voice, but also to observe their community and their surroundings in a totally different way. And of course, referrals, because we want to be able to connect our families with all of the different resources, the hospitals, the different settings that would be useful for them. So the Latte Club, as you see, has two main areas. One is the learning area. It's hands-on. It gives them the opportunity to have very comprehensive discussions. It talks to them about support, how they could really work off of each other and gain strength from each other. And then it empowers them, teaches them how to share that information, how it is that those public health messages get from one person to the next. And it really focuses on the each one, teach one concept. You can make so much of a difference in your community if you just share with one person and make sure that that person continues and does the same. We teach them about developing special relationships with their teachers, their parents, with their peers, and how they could become leaders in their own rights. Advocacy for change in the community can be done one person at a time, one day at a time. And the special project, which is what you'll be seeing the video about, is really a journal of their pictures. They went out in the community, took pictures, and they had the opportunity to look at it in a totally different way. What are the good things? What are the bad things that may impact someone's life of a person that has asthma? And here are some of our team members. And this is the part I don't expect you to read through all of this, but the gist of it is that they want to be able to spread the word. They want to be able to provide education. They want to be able to showcase what the community is all about. And you see some of these pictures again. And the neighborhood kids that are so impacted by this disease and something that they may not understand. It's the team preparing their thoughts and ideas because we want them to be able to not only take the pictures, but to express what they see and how they see it. And we want them to be able to realize that the environment, it's not only the outside environment, but also the indoor environment that they're exposed to. Not enjoying the good stuff, those things, whether it be fruits or flowers or exercise. As public health professionals, we're always talking about the importance of these things. However, we also know that without proper control, these very good things can become exacerbators for asthma. And then also the garbage around them. They see it, they smell it, they live with it. But is it something that they actually have a power to make change about? The automobiles, we can't get rid of them. If you see, these pictures are really about two steps away from a school. They have a train, they have buses, they have people smoking garbage, all found within a half a block of the school. And then, of course, we know that smoking, 30% of the households with smokers also have a child that has asthma. So as you see, as we're looking for solutions, we want to be able to have the teenagers have a voice for policy change, for regulation, education, for making sure that garbage is picked up on schedule the way it needs to be, that we have recycling on schedule and that people understand the importance of that, and that we use the asthma center. So 24 students participated, 20 of which are part of this project. We have increased awareness about asthma. We have enhanced their ability to engage and discuss, and we have made them active participants in their own health. And just to show you the video, for those of you that don't know, that's Mayor Bloomberg.
Tonight, some long-awaited help in Harlem for people who suffer from asthma. It is a big problem in that area. In fact, Harlem has the dubious distinction of having one of the most childhood asthma hospitalizations in the entire city. Tonight, a brand new asthma care center opened up. Some pleasure in the story.
With her asthma symptoms under control, 13-year-old Brianna Ramos and her mother, Reina Farrar, have come to rely on the East Harlem Asthma Center of Excellence for the help that improves their lives.
The community needs a center, like the Walker Center, where you can get vital information as well as support.
Here in East Harlem, where more than 25% of the children have asthma, along with the highest rate of childhood hospitalizations, the city is opening this new walk-in center on East 110th Street, continuing the support, resources, and education it began 2 years ago. You need that valuable support and education.
Exactly, because if it happens and my mom's not home, what am I going to do? I'm not just going to sit there and wait. I have to do something.
We want to enhance, empower them to be able to communicate with their physicians. We want them to understand what they need to do to self-manage for asthma.
They can then be referred to other asthma center areas for help, including critical medical care, at absolutely no cost to families, with the hope of giving asthma patients, like Brianna, a fighting chance.
Clearly, a very important time that is marked here by having this asthma center in the East Harlem community. And again, I want to thank you all for being here, for your time, for your energy, and definitely as we open our doors officially to the community, I want to invite all of you. This is your second home, and I want you to feel like this is a place where you can come, you can learn, you can participate with us, and we are all in this together. Let's make East Harlem a place where you can be free to breathe.
Due to time constraints, we're not going to show all of the photos, but I just wanted to let you know that these pictures were taken by our teenagers. It was their vision of the city. It was their vision of the asthma triggers and also their opportunity to really impact the community in a very positive way. So we're going forward. We're teaching them peer education. We're teaching them how to share their messages. And now we're working with our community leaders to have them put together a letter talking about policy changes that can be made throughout the city. So thank you very much. If you have additional questions, please feel free to ask me, or at the back, I have left some of our brochures that will give you additional information. Thank you.